pacing yourself. A teaching or training schedule, speaking and delivering training material for a day, is comparable to a marathon. It is a long race, and like the long-distance runner, you have to prepare yourself so that you can reach the end of the day without collapsing midway through. Marathon runners do not sprint for the entire course. It's impossible. They spend a lot of time preparing for the race, acquainting themselves with the course. Where are the hills? Where it's flat? When can they take it easy? When do they have to set a faster pace? Of course, with other competitors in the race, they also have to consider these on the day. But there are always times they are running faster and times when they are putting less effort to conserve energy. So how is it possible to relate this to training or teaching? Well, in your planning, you are able to schedule your training day so that you are not speaking out all the time. We have discussed the traffic light voices, and certainly you do not want to be red voice all day, but even amber is going to take its toll on your energy levels. However, by planning a variety of different training styles and activities, you are not required to speak all through each session. Here are some examples. During a session or lesson, you could introduce the topic. You could then lead a discussion. There could be group discussions between students where you are contributing in green voice to small groups. Your voice could be resting whilst there are writing activities. Your voice could be resting whilst there are practical activities. Your voice could be resting while students do presentations. In addition to this, it is tiring standing all day. See where it is appropriate to schedule for you to sit down. You do not need to be standing. However, you need to watch that you are sitting with good posture and located in a position where you can see everything and they can see you. Finally, it is important to drink plenty of water each day. We have mentioned about water taking 2 hours to be absorbed by the body before the body is hydrated. The body becomes quite dehydrated easily, particularly if you have an active job. It is important to keep hydrated, otherwise this could cause vocal tiredness. Keep water by your side. It is perfectly permissible to drink water during lessons. Here is an exercise. See if you could alter some of your training or lesson plans to include all of the points previously mentioned. Not only will this add variety to the delivery styles, but also provide you with valuable ways of conserving energy during the day.